When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's poppin', guys, and welcome back to the Distract Me Please podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Silva, and today I am here welcome back to the Distract Me Please podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Silva, and today I am here by myself to talk about absolutely nothing because I have absolutely no idea what to talk about this week. Like, literally, I've just been chilling and, like, there's nothing interesting. Like, I've literally been sitting here trying to figure out, like, what do I talk about? It's like 10:30 at night today. And by today, I mean May 7th. And I was like, I have absolutely no idea what to talk about. I've been making TikToks. I've been TikToking, you know, popping and locking. Ooh. I finished all my finals today. Oh my gosh. No. Please stop. I just dropped my mic stand on my keyboard. Bro, that it just glitched out so hard. That was kind of scary. I was afraid it was going to stop me from recording because, you know, y'all know, OGs know the amount of times that I will literally like be podcasting and my mic will like unplug from my computer. My computer will randomly stop. Like, I'm always having technical difficulties. It is the like most annoying thing ever. But, okay, so since it's finals week, like, I ain't finna lie, me and my roommates kind of been going hard, you know. All I have to say is we're 21 if anybody, okay, we're all 21 if anybody asks, okay. We're basically all almost 21. I am definitely 21. I could tell you that. Do not underage drink. The people who are not 21 are literally like 2 months away from 21. So don't even try it. Don't even try it. Oh, no. Do they turn 21? Oh, wait. No. Yeah. They're like 2 months away from 21. So don't even try it, okay? Don't clock us for underage drinking. But ciao. Anyways, yeah, we've been going hard with the drinking. In fact, as soon as my roommate, Juliana, and her boyfriend, Mikael, walk through this door, bro, we are like pulling out the margarita mixes and we're going ham. We're all 21, okay? All three of us are 21. So ha. For anyone who wants to like clock us for having 20-year-olds drinking with us. But it's college. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have fun, right? Yeah. Like, when I say I literally don't even know what to talk about, I mean, I literally don't even know what to talk about. I texted people like, hey, give me, okay, by people, I mean, I only texted Ben. And Ben, I know you're listening to this, so forget you, you know, just forget you. Why am I saying that? I want to occasionally cuss on this podcast. Okay, fine. I won't cuss this early into the podcast. It's too early for curse words. So fine. Ben, frick you for not sending me topics to talk about. Like, what am I supposed to do? I have to sit here and talk for an hour approximately. Like, I really want to get into the longer podcast episodes. But y'all, like, I know I talk a lot for a fact. I know I talk a lot, but sitting here talking to myself for a solid hour straight, that do be kind of hard. Like, with the roommates, it's way easier. Or not even just roommates, just like guests in general. Like, it's way easier to like talk to yourself for a solid hour. But yeah. Also, I'm literally sitting under a blanket so I don't get like the echoing because I'm also in the living room. That reminds me. Y'all don't get scared if y'all hear a beeping because my timer will definitely be going off because I'm kind of baking chicken nuggets and french fries in the oven because I really wanted chicken nuggets and french fries. What? Ew, french fries. What the fuck did she say? Oh, I just cussed. Bro, that TikTok doesn't even have a... Okay, let me think. What exciting things have happened to me? I'm less than 100 downloads away from 5,000 downloads. So y'all really been putting in that work. I remember when my roommate was like, wait, what was it? Okay. I'm gonna need someone to remind me because I don't even remember what it was, but I do remember there was a story where I was like, oh, I'll tell y'all when we get to 5,000 downloads. And here we are about to get to 5,000 downloads. Oh my gosh. Ooh!
Ooh.
No, it's too early for that. I don't even know, bro. I don't even know. When I say I literally had no plan, I mean I had absolutely no plan. I can talk about my favorite TikTok trends because literally that's all I've been doing. I've been TikToking and making taking exams. Oh my gosh. Okay, so my favorite TikTok trend is for the college students. But okay, I don't know if anyone's like watches SpongeBob or if there's any SpongeBob fans out there, but there's a certain episode in SpongeBob where SpongeBob goes, "And what's my score, Mrs. Puff?"
"Okay, Mrs. Puff, what's my final score?"
"6."
"Woo! And how many do I need to pass?"
"6."
"Ooh!
100."
"What?"
And she's like, "6." And wait, I want to find the audio. Like, oh my gosh. Okay, wait. If I find the audio, maybe I can just like drop it in here for y'all. But I love it. But it's like, "What's my score, Mrs. Puff?" "6." "Woo! And how many do I need to pass?" "6." "Woo!" Like that one, that I love it. And it's literally, guys, it's literal college students who are getting 6 out of 600 on their final exams. Some of them can literally be like, I mean, not everyone's getting 6 out of 600, obviously, but there are people out here getting 6 out of 600 points on their final exam or 10 out of 100 points. And it just keeps going on and on and on. And literally, I'm just like, could the motorcyclist not, bro? I'm trying to record a podcast. I'm recording the number one podcast in the world. And you have the audacity? Anyway, no, I'm playing. But yeah, that's been one of my favorite TikTok trends that's been happening. It's so freaking funny. I really wish that I could sit here and like, I just wish I had more to say. You know what I can do though? What I can do is I can sit here and motivate y'all for like a minute. Okay, you ready? Everybody who's out there who needs motivation to continue on with, I don't know, well, exam season's over. Maybe there's those few who still have late exams. So for anybody who still has to take exams and you think you can't do it or you're feeling low in life because you got to take summer classes, bro, it's okay. You got this. Or not even summer classes, your summer goals that you want to accomplish. Like, you got this. You got this. You are a bad bitch. Everything you want, you will receive. You don't chase. You attract. You only allow good vibes and good energy into your aura. That's all. That's all you want. Okay, we're here for the meditation. We're here for the self-care. We're here to have a hot girl summer. Like, this is what we're manifesting, guys. This is what I'm manifesting to all my baddies out there listening to this. I literally don't know what that was. But yeah, to all my baddies out there, you got this, boo. I see you. You're doing wonderful. You're doing amazing. You are that bitch. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise, okay? Period. Sometimes you just got to be your own hype man. What other TikTok trends? Ooh, that British song. Okay, listen, I'm not even finna cap y'all. So I know, I know people around the world like to listen to my podcast. Okay, so y'all don't clock me for saying this, but y'all know that TikTok sound that went viral and it's a British rapper and it's the song that's like, how does it start off? Look at this. I think it's like, look at the state of a body. Mad if I beat it, I ain't wearing a Johnny.
English girl named Fiona.
Areola with a, what is it? Areola with the roll with the geese.
You seen the state of her body. Mad if I beat it, I ain't wearing a Johnny. Areola on a roll with a geese. Is it me on a lifestyle, sweetheart? Actually, I don't give a shit. I'm a rapper now, might as well live in it.
I don't know. Is it me or the lifestyle, sweetheart? Actually, I don't give a shit. Yeah, that one. Yeah, sorry, by the way. I have horrible accents. For anyone who just got offended from the accent that I just tried to do, you know what? If I was you, I'd be offended too because that was horrible. I'm sorry, bruh. This is my apology voice note. I'm so sorry to all the Brits out there who I have offended. I don't even know what to say. I really am going to take the time to become cultured in the British culture. I would actually love to, if anyone would like to fly me out to Great Britain. Is that where the Brits are? I assume. I would love to come and learn about your culture through experience, because I think that is the best way to learn, is experience. I am a hands-on learner. So if anybody wants to fly me out, send the private jet and I am on my way. But yeah, so that TikTok trend that's been going around, bruh, I'm living for it. And I mean living for it, because literally, what was I saying? Sorry, my eye just got itchy. And oh, wow, I think I'm about to have an allergic reaction. But my eye, not to like medications, I think to like external factors. But yeah, so like... The Brits are mad at Americans, because obviously from what I just tried to create, y'all can tell that we absolutely don't know the words. We don't know the slang, so we don't understand the song. And so the Brits are mad because the Americans are taking the sound and using it to do all their nonsense and using it to, you know, blow themselves up on TikTok. And the Brits are like, we can't even have one thing. We can't even have one thing that goes viral. And the Americans want to take it away from us. And honestly... I agree. The Brits should have their moment in the spotlight. But also, yo, that song go hard. I'm sorry. This song kind of translate. Well, obviously, it doesn't translate well across all languages, but it goes so hard that I will jam. I know I don't know the words, but I'm going to definitely sing along like I do. Every time I see the TikTok, I start going off. Like, it is so, it's such a good song. Someone straight up said they put drugs in that audio sound, and I honestly believe it. Like, it's such a good song. I have the song downloaded to my phone. I can't even cap. Okay, so to all my TikTok users out there, okay, whenever y'all hear a viral sound, not sound, but a viral song, y'all just go download the song and like add it to y'all's playlist, because sometimes like I kind of feel weird, because I'm like, damn, like people have already like called me out on it and they're like, Brianna, all you do is listen to TikTok songs. And I'm like, yeah, because I like it. I'm sorry, okay, I'm a basic bitch, I can't cap, I am basic. Like, I want to listen to the songs that are blowing up on TikTok that are trendy, because they're good. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I hear a song and I'm like, nah, I don't really vibe with it, then like I won't add it. But for the most part, I always add them because I'm basic and I think they're fun. Like, I think it's just a really fun song and I get to jam to it. And then when there's a trend that's just allowing me to listen to the song over and over and over, so that way, like, you know you're gonna come across that, like, your song, like, now that it's your new favorite song, you know that if you scroll through TikTok, like, it's gonna pop up again and again and again. Like, I'm sorry, it just feeds into my addiction of, like, anytime I like something, like, I just overdo it, like, to the max, like, to the extreme. And then, you know, eventually it kind of dies off. But then one day I'm going to remember the song and it's going to bring up all this nostalgia. And like, it's going to be amazing. Nostalgia, nostalgia, nostalgia. Nostalgia is definitely nostalgia.
Have you ever had a dream that you had?
And like, you know, I just think it's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, the song's added to my playlist. Okay, I have a lot of songs from TikTok. That, like, a lot of songs in my playlist that I found from TikTok. Let me see. Okay, so there's definitely that one. Ooh, there's another one called Winning. Okay, wait, the song that blew up was not Winning, but I don't remember the name of the song that actually blew up from that artist, but I went through all that artist's music, and yeah, I found that song Winning. Ooh, I wish I knew his name to shout him out. Just look up Winning, and it kind of has like a, like, rock. You know what? I should just look up his name, because why would I sit here, try to describe the song that I don't, ooh, my timer has 2 minutes for my chicken nuggies to pop out. Yeah, I decided to podcast while I wait for my chicken nuggies. Ew, why did I just call them chicken nuggies? That's disgusting. My favorite TikTokers. Oh, I have to say, so I just found out that, like, low key, someone that I know is TikTok famous. I'm gonna shout out her TikTok. In fact, let me shout her out on this podcast. Like, and I'm here to see her grow and whatnot. About you, my way into. Oh, Kalani. I love Kalani, guys. She is so fine. That is a beautiful woman. Where is she? Where is she? What is her TikTok name? I literally want to, like, shout out her TikTok name word for word. Girl. Okay, it's Renee Lift. So R-E-N-E-E.L-I-F-T. Renee Lift, bro. Like, I just keep coming across her on my For You page. And the first time I saw her, I like freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, she's on my For You page. I'm like, look how many likes she has. She went viral. And then like my friend, well, my roommate and friend, Juliana, was like, no, girl, she's TikTok famous. And I was like, what? And like, I looked at her page and homegirl has like thousands of followers and millions of likes. So y'all go get her even more famous, y'all. Go follow her. Go like her stuff. Go comment on her stuff and go tell her that I sent y'all. But yeah, so that was really fun. What else happened? Bro, I've really just been on TikTok this week, huh? Anytime I have nothing to do and like, okay, so I have this thing where, like, I love watching YouTube videos. Like, my favorite content to watch is YouTube videos. But I also do this thing where I like to binge watch all my favorite YouTubers' videos. And so after I binge watch all of them, I don't go back onto YouTube for a solid week. So that way I know, like, oh, when I do go back to YouTube, it's going to, like, I'm going to have a lot of videos to watch. So then in between that, I'm like, okay, what do I do? Well, usually I'm listening to podcasts. Like, okay, I'm lying to y'all. Oh, I forgot the timer went off. Hold on, y'all. I have to go put my chicken nuggies out the what is it called? Out the oven.
That you had.
And I almost said dryer. Girl, why would I pull chicken nuggets out of a dryer? What do I think this is? What the hell? Okay, I'm back, y'all. I pulled my chicken nuggets out the oven. Now I have to set a 6-minute timer because my french fries have this in the oven for 6 more minutes. But also, I realized that I have a lot of energy right now. Like, I've literally just been like rambling, calling chicken nuggets chicken nuggies. That is not what I usually call them, by the way. Like, this is how I know I have a lot of energy. I start making up my own words when I have a lot of energy. So 6 minutes, hee-hee. What was I talking about? I know I was going on a whole rant about TikTok. Okay, so my favorite content. Wow, I wasn't even going on a whole rant about TikTok. I was talking about my favorite content to watch. So my favorite content to like interact with, listen to, are podcasts. Because even when I'm doing my little YouTube binging, I'm still like watching videos of my favorite podcast, like literally, and by my favorite podcast, Zayn and Heath Unfiltered, period, hands down, greatest podcast ever created. I freaking love Zayn and Heath Unfiltered. Like, I would die for Zayn and Heath. I probably wouldn't die now. That's a little excessive. But if anyone has a hookup to Zayn and Heath Unfiltered, can they like hit me up, please? I would love to be on the podcast. But yeah, Zayn and Heath Unfiltered. Who do I think I am? Literally. I mean, you never know. Anything can happen. So anyone who's out there who has any connections to Zayn and Heath, tell them that the Distract Me Please podcast host would love to be on Zayn and Heath Unfiltered. My second favorite podcast is Call Her Daddy. Third one is Pretty Basic. What other podcasts do I listen to? But yeah, those are like the main podcasts that I'm listening to. Like, we'll never miss an episode of. And Cheers Brother by Caitlin and Sarah. Love that one too. But all four of those are like podcasts that I will not miss an episode. Like, I refuse to. I just love them so much. But yeah, they're also all YouTubers who I love watching. So they're like, they're the videos that I'm like watching on YouTube, you know? So, but yeah, so if I'm not doing any of those things, then I'm on TikTok. Well, finals week, I just happened to fall in between the week of like, oh, I listened to all my Well, I didn't have time to listen to my podcast. Only I had time to like watch YouTube videos or TikToks because they were just a lot shorter than podcasts. And I was studying the entire time for my exams and stuff. I'm kidding. If anyone follows me on TikTok, y'all saw there was two finals that I did not study for, but I passed both of them. Okay. I made an A and a B. So leave me alone. I didn't like barely pass them. Like, I really did my thing on them. But yeah, but for the other two, you know, she was doing her studying or whatnot. So, I mean, I had to watch shorter content. I couldn't be out here listening to podcasts. And so I just got nervous. I don't know, for some reason. Oh my gosh, did I not start my timer? Oh, I did. Okay, I have 3 more minutes. I was scared that it was about to go off like right then and there. I was like, ooh, I don't want a loud noise right now. But yeah. So I ended up binge watching TikToks like anytime I had free time. And so I made a few. That was fun, especially when it came to my exams, because I was like, ah, guys, don't be like me. Don't be like me. For a second there, I'm not even finna lie, I thought I had to join in on the Mrs. Puff trend, where, because literally there was an exam that I took. And guys, I straight up thought that I was going to make, like, I only thought I got one question right out of 20. Like, it was worth 150 points. And I was, each question was 7.5 points. Each question was worth 7.5 points. And y'all, there was a point where I was like, I think I only got one question right. So let me prepare myself to join in on this trend. Like, I literally thought for a second there, but I didn't. Y'all, I didn't. She did her thing on her exam or whatever. Yeah. But, ooh, I do have to email my teacher, though. My professor ended up giving a curve on the... Sorry, I keep, like, getting distracted and zoning out. I am trying so hard to stay focused. But my professor in that class... put everyone's grade on a curve. And so you don't need, like, to get an A, you don't need a 90, you need an 86.5, and so on and so forth. Like, just, you know, so for a B, you only need a 76.5, or blah, 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 blah. Well, oh, this makes me so sad. Well, guys, that ended up being the class that was the hardest, because yeah, it was a math class. Without the math, like, literally it was understanding logic. There's no way to explain this. I don't even feel like explaining what this class was, because it doesn't make sense to anyone that I explain it to. Every time my roommates, like, walked in on me doing assignments for this class, they would look at me and they're like, what? How is this a class? Why do you have to study this concept? And I was like, please leave me alone. I'm trying to figure out logic, okay? So it was my hardest class. So my overall grade for the class ended up being a 74. So I have a C, but I needed a 76.5. Okay, I'm at a... No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I need a 76.5 to get a B. So I... So I am deciding to email my professor and put in all the desperation into the email about why he would be doing the world a service if he just... gave me my few extra points to give me a B. I know it's more than just a few extra points, you know, but I really tried my hardest in that class, bro. I really tried my hardest. I went to office hours and everything. Like, I tried. Ooh, my fries are ready. Oh, who cares? I don't feel like getting up. I was, like, really deep into this story. Like, I tried. Bitcoin is up 5%. Ooh, I could talk about Dogecoin. Like, I was trying my hardest. I was really trying my hardest in this class. And I only made a C, and I was a few points away from a B with a curve. So you know what? I'm gonna try to email him. I'm gonna really try it. I have nothing to lose, y'all. Like, this is a new low for me. I'm gonna just get desperate out here in these streets, you know? So we'll see. I'll keep y'all updated or whatnot. We'll see what my professor says. Y'all think it'll be too much if I told him that if he doesn't raise my grade, I'm gonna... Yeah, that may be a little too much. I won't do that. So, hold on. Let me go pull my french fries out the oven before I burn. Anyways, I'm back. So, yeah, I'm emailing my professor out of desperation. Now, in other great news, y'all, to the people out there who invested in Dogecoin and decided that we're going to hold on to hope, look at us. People thought we weren't going to do it, but look at us making a huge profit, because Dogecoin went from 3 cents a share to 50 cents a share. The way that Dogecoin is on the way to the moon is just immaculate. Immaculate, 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 Mary. Ew. Why did the Catholic just jump out of me for a second there? If y'all didn't know, I was raised Catholic. But child, anyways. So look at us. We are out here thriving. And everyone who didn't invest in Dogecoin is out here crying. But child, Dogecoin is on the way to the moon. So if you didn't invest yet, it's time to invest. Ooh, Julie, Anna, and Mikael are on the way. We really finna get turned up with margaritas. Ooh, get it. Mix it. Anyways, so... yeah, Dogecoin to the moon and back. We out here, we making money, period. That's what the summer is about, y'all. This summer is about making money. Also, I've decided my hot girl summer is not going to be about being in the streets. I think I'm going to cancel those plans. Oh, so that does answer anyone who was wondering about the guy from last episode. Yeah, he is canceled. But I told y'all don't have hope. I said it was going to happen. I told y'all I was a runner and a track star. But y'all ain't believe me. And so... you know, I really do think I have commitment and abandonment issues, but we ain't gonna talk about it. That's for my therapist to figure out. But we might cut that out, but we getting too personal here. So I decided I don't want my hot girl summer to be spent in the streets. I'm kind of tired with the streets. It's the same old men, same old attitude, same old game. Like, I really feel like the streets is a game that I already beat the level to. You know, I done played all the players, beat all the coaches. I beat the boss level. I just want to try something different. So I've decided instead that this summer is going to be all about traveling and getting in my hot girl bag instead of in the hot girl streets, because I'm tired of the streets. They're kind of boring out here, you know? And so I'm going to be in my bag. I'm going to be traveling. Yes, I already cut everybody off. I was that serious about it because I am tired. Period. I am tired. I'm tired. But yeah, I'm tired of being in the streets. So we out the streets, baby. Not because we got cuffed, but because we decided to walk out of them on our own. I'm so tired. I just can't handle one more entanglement, flirtationship, situation. I can't do it anymore. I can't. These people annoying me. I'd rather spend time by myself with a goldfish. I swear to God, I do not want to do it anymore. So yeah, we out the streets. In other news, what was I about to say? I don't even remember. I literally don't even remember what I was about to say. What was I about to say? Streets, traveling, in our bag, hot girl summer, men are canceled. Yep, that basically sums everything up. I guess I didn't have anything else to say. Ooh, see me standing here. Do I look good, my dear? Do I look good today? Yeah, are those even the lyrics? Because, you know, on every episode, I got to make it like a little American Idol audition or whatever. I wish someone would just like send a clip of my singing from my podcast into like American Idol or The Voice auditions or something and be like, my name is Brianna Silva and I want to enter. I just want to. And whatever they say, someone just email me. Well, you know what? I'm probably not going to even make it past like whatever you got to make it past to even get on the show. Do they even sell emails, send back emails or responses? If they do, somebody let me know. I can't do it myself because I'm not that committed into doing all of that for myself because I really don't want to be on the show. But I would think it would be funny if someone else did it for me. That's about it, guys. I'm really about to go eat this food, make these margaritas, and you probably won't hear from me until next week again. That's really all I have to say. Is that really all I have to say? That is depressing. That is so depressing. Soda pressing. Pressing soda. Decompressing. I really take things too far. Can y'all tell that I'm an only child? Probably. Okay. Anybody else who's an only child? Did y'all get that comment like every day of y'all's lives? Like anytime like people would just see the way you act or something, they would be like, are you an only child? And it would be like, yeah, why? And then they'll be like, oh, it's obvious. Or anytime someone was talking about their siblings and they'd be like, oh, Brianna, like, so how many siblings do you have? And I'm like, I'm an only child. They'd be like, ooh, makes sense. I hated that comment because I always especially got it from teachers. And I hated when there was another kid in the class who was like, hey, but I'm also an only child. And then the teacher would be like, but you don't act like an only child. You really don't. I didn't even know. Like, okay, shut up. Just say that you're mad that I'm a talkative kid who can make friends with everybody in the classroom. So I make your life a living hell because I make this class fun and you make this class boring, period. I always hated that, and I felt like I had to get that off of my chest. Honestly, on another episode, we can go off about all the teachers who hated me in my childhood, because I feel like with this voice, I should do something about it. And I feel like I should call all of them out. I feel like I need to be a menace to society. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if I hold that much hate in my heart for them. I don't even want to make them that relevant, though. It would be funny to tell the stories, though, of all the messed up things they've said to me. Yeah. I think they also hated me because I was also the really smart kid who finished all their homework. And, like, not just homework, but, like, actual assignments, like, stupid early, like, within the first 10 to, like, 20 minutes of class. And so then I would spend the rest of the time just talking to people because I'm like, I'm bored. I don't want to sit here and be quiet. What the hell am I supposed to do? And so they'll yell at me and be like, Brianna, you need to finish your work. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm freaking done. Like, what do you want me to do? So, yeah. Ooh, also, two of my roommates left yesterday when Josie left. Josie and Lauren, they left. Yesterday when Josie left, I full-on started crying, y'all. I had a full-on mental breakdown. That was, I couldn't believe I did that. Like, I have, what? Who am I? Like, I'm so used to being like, I have no emotions. I'm a tough girl. But for some reason, like, she walked out the door and I lost it. I mean, for a good reason, but I don't feel like going into that rant again because then I will, like, cry. But Juliana looked at me and was like, who are you? And I was like, I don't know. But this is really sad. But yeah. And then I told Juliana. And Juliana, you know what? I had a feeling she almost cried. But she was like, can you stop talking about it? And I was like, yes. But yeah, that's what happened yesterday. Will you remember me? What if I got copyrighted for singing in my podcast? I think that would be hilarious because that just means I have the voice of an angel and I sound like all of these singers. And that's on period. Anyway, guys, see y'all next week. Ah, y'all thought this was over before this podcast at. What did she say? Anyways, oh my gosh, we ain't gonna talk about it, but before this podcast ends, y'all better follow me on the socials, okay? Twitter, just Breen Honest. No, Twitter is Breen Honest, B-R-Y-I-N-G Honest. Instagram is just Breen Honest, just B-R-Y-I-N-G Honest. The Instagram for this podcast is Distract Me Please Official. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Y'all better follow me. Oh, rate and review. What? I'm sorry. I can't take. I can't speak today. I really can't. I really, really can't. But do I feel like redoing this? No, I'm not restarting this clip. But yeah, y'all follow me on TikTok. I think it's like Brianna Silva 4. I think my roommates are at the door. It's time to get our party on. Ooh, I accidentally hit the light and have this blanket over my head to stop, like, what's it called? The echoing. And so the light's moving, but it just looks like a shadow going over this blanket. And it's kind of scary. But yeah. Oh yeah, the Instagram for this podcast is Distract Me Please Official on Instagram. Did I already say that? Okay, yeah. Now that's it. Nope, I just remember what I had to say. Jesus Christ, I'm so bad. I'm a bad podcaster. We ain't gonna talk about it. But y'all better rate and review this podcast and subscribe to this podcast. Follow this podcast. Do whatever you gotta do to be a part of this podcast. You never want to stop. We are a family. We are a cult. We stick to we stick together because we're all in this together. We never give up on each other because we're a family. And y'all better join the family. Plus, all of y'all who are listening right now, y'all all know me before the blow up. So, what y'all? Okay, actually, this is the blow up. This is the blow up. So, y'all know me a little bit before the blow up. Y'all know? So, welcome to the cult, y'all. I'm calling this my cult. Yep, this is the cult. This is Brianna's cult right here. Yeah, okay, I'm done.